When Carol Leifer was writing for Saturday Night Live, she saw her best material performed by others. That was during the 1985-86 television season, and Leifer has been working at her own stand-up act ever since. She's a frequent guest on Late Night with David Letterman, and Letterman was the executive producer on Leifer's first Cinemax comedy special. Much of Leifer's humor comes from her own experiences, such as growing up in suburbia and being a woman in her 30s living alone in New York.
So I'm divorced, so what else can I tell you about myself? I don't have any kids. Well, at least none that I know about. I'd like to have kids one day, though. I want to be called mommy by someone other than Spanish guys in the street. Singles bars? Forget about it. Go in these places, guys in there introduce themselves by their sign. Hi, Jim Steadman, cancer. Hi, Carol Leifer, bladder infection.
You're very funny about being divorced and single. I guess I don't know if you're still single, but if you are, is the single life what you thought it would be like after you got your divorce?
Actually, no. I thought once I got divorced, pretty much single life would be very much like That Girl, that kind of thing, you know, get way overdressed and fly a kite kind of motif. But no, I was really sadly surprised to see that it was pretty, it's pretty grim out there, pretty bleak. But that is the good thing about doing stand-up comedy is you can vent a lot of that frustration on stage.
Do you have a worst-case scenario in your mind about being single?
Let's see. Well, there's something I did. I did a Cinemax special this year. Carol doesn't leave her anymore. And I did this thing where I kind of fantasized about what it would be like, you know, if I'd never meet anybody again, if I, you know, never got married again. And it was kind of myself, you know, with like a really thick blue eyeshadow and, you know, the lipstick on your teeth kind of woman. And I'm at a video dating center, and I have, and I'm making a videotape of myself, and I'm like, hello, my name is Carol. I'm 50. I enjoy good food, long walks in the rain, and I'm looking for someone I can share and care with. You know, that kind of thing. I mean, if I ever do a video dating videotape like that, I mean, someone please.
Tell me about your background. What kind of neighborhood did you grow up in?
Well, I grew up in a pretty, very middle class neighborhood in Long Island.
Long Island, how do I describe it? Well, if you're from out of town, I grew up with the kind of girls you always hear complaining real loud in restaurants, always saying to their boyfriends stuff like, Michael, listen to me, Michael. Michael, taste my tab. I think it's a Coke.
Before you realized that you would grow up and become a comic, what were your alternate plans? What did you think you'd be?
Boy, that's a really good question because, knock on wood, this has worked out so far because I have no other skills for anything. I mean, I even talk in my act about how, you know, even when I had a regular job, I was one of those people who couldn't even call in sick right, you know? I was one of those people like, hello, no, I can't come in today. I have scurvy. You know, I don't really know what I would be doing if I wasn't doing this.
Do you think of any of the material in your performances as being mostly for the women in the audience?
I do this thing about going shopping in Bloomingdale's, you know, ritzy, fancy store, and walking in and feeling like all the other women are looking at me like, is Penny's closed? So something like that, you know, men laugh at too, but I think you've really got to be a woman to really appreciate what that feels like.
What's your typical working day like?
If you can call it that, working day. Well, I get up. I have a little coffee, a little oat bran muffin, because, you know, that's very good. It lowers the cholesterol, oat bran. And, see, the thing I like best about being a comedian is you can, in a lot of ways, be a total goof, which I'm very used to being. You know, watching things like Love Connection, which is one of my favorite shows. Watching Jeopardy, you know, I enjoy these things. I pick up the Times, go to the gym, do a little exercising.
Well, you know, I think Adam made women in the old days, pioneer women, you know, they didn't have to go to spas. I mean, women in the 1880s weren't like, you know, Marge, I find that hoeing is so good for the upper arm. Really. You know, the other day, I'm plowing. Right, so the oxen broke free. Dragged me through the mud on my face. No, but I'll tell you, the next day my skin had such a glow.
You're not a very guilty person, huh? I mean, I think it's hard for a person who has a lot of guilt to maintain that kind of schedule and convince themselves that they're really actually working.
Well, you know what it is? I think when you have, there are certain nights you have as a stand-up comedian that are so, so horrible. I mean, I don't think most people realize that. It doesn't matter how far along the ladder you are. You always have bad nights where, you know, the audience, it's just not going to happen. Or hecklers, or the sound system goes out, or something terrible. And there's certain nights like that that I always think, well, you see, this is why I can watch Love Connection every day, because it balances out with these other horrible nights that you have, or, you know, traveling or that kind of thing. So I don't feel guilty about it at all. I really, and I don't write that way either. You know, this sitting down kind of disciplined thing. I wish I could say that I was so good that way, but, you know.
How do you write?
I just, if something seems funny to me, I'll just write it down in the moment. If I think, a lot of it comes from doing different things. Like the time I was on Letterman, I did a lot of stuff about going on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing about a cruise is it's relaxing and the food is great and there's all you can...
But I'll tell you one thing, though. One night I was invited to sit at the officer's table. It was real exciting. You know, this is the part where I get to meet, like, Gavin McLeod, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, these officers, what a surly bunch.
Really?
Ooh, all sitting there with that gee I never get to steer look on their face.
Have you ever met someone with absolutely no sense of humor?
Unfortunately, yes. And unfortunately, they were in my audience at the time. Uh-oh. Yeah, they're occasionally, but I think that's a great thing about doing stand-up comedy, too. I mean, it's all a goof, you know? It's really all about having fun. So sometimes you'll see people who just look so, you know, I have my own business, I'm a corporate chairman of whatever, and it's a little too much for me to start guffawing here. But then you see them halfway through the show, and they're just having a great time. I mean, you know, a lot of people, I think, feel defensive about... you know, you get those people in the audience that are like, that make me laugh kind of thing. But after a while, I mean, people just let go and have fun.
Okay. Carol, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Carol Liefer is appearing this week at Caroline's at the Seaport in New York. Here's a scene from her Cinemax comedy special, Carol Doesn't Liefer Anymore.
Okay, I'm divorced, but I don't want to hear another thing about being divorced. I'm gonna meet somebody great. And you know, I'm not afraid of what I want. I want a guy who'll give me the world.
This is All News All the Time. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
What's your name?
And now the news. A 32-year-old divorced woman went on a shooting spree today in Long Branch, New Jersey, screaming, I can't take it anymore. No one was hurt. In other headlines,
good evening, this is Larry King from Washington. Tonight's topic, the pain and trauma of divorce. Our special guests will...
Center fielder Roy Willis takes a called strike three. Caught the boy looking. Well, I guess it's kind of hard to concentrate, fans, when you're going through a divorce.
Ah!
This is Fresh Air.